Well, since the law was signed into effect for August 1, this was last year that the legislature approved the law, the governor signed it, and it gave us some time to prepare for Monday's date, August 1st. So we have been preparing that to comply with the law, but more importantly, to make the rule that we have here on campus appropriate for our campus. So we have a number of places where concealed campus carry will be allowed without restriction, and there will be places where campus carry will not be allowed that are restricted.
And who exactly, how does that come to decision? Does that take a while for a community of people to come up with those places, or is there one entity that decides?
It was a lengthy process. Last fall, we had three open community forums. One was student-led, one was faculty-led, and one was staff-led. And we gathered information from those communities on their requests for restrictions or not restrictions. And we had the entire range. We had some individuals who believe we should have no restrictions. We had some individuals who believe we should have complete restrictions. Gathering all that information, we had a task force that represented all the parts of the campus, and we started drafting what was appropriate for our campus. So we have looked at places where there is a concern about safety with flammable gases and those kinds of areas that had a different kind of concern. And we had others that were intercollegiate athletics would be playing events, and those are specifically excluded. So we looked at all the topics, all the areas that we could look at for to make a restriction or not make a restriction. That committee made that document come together. I co-chair that committee, sent that to our president's cabinet, and from there the document went to the A&M system for review and finally approval. So it was a lengthy process. It was thorough, taking everyone's input into consideration, and earlier this spring, our Board of Regents gave us permission to go ahead with our campus rule.
And I know some professors who've said they teach sensitive subjects that have differing opinions. I know they're worried about what this could mean for those classes. How do you think things will change for these types of classes, and how does one sort of measure what constitutes as a sensitive subject and what doesn't?
Well, I certainly believe and support the faculty's notion that this could have a chilling effect on some discussions, and how to negotiate that or manage that, every faculty member is going to have to decide what works in their environment and their subject matter. You know, there's always, I guess, the possibility of people getting angry and could have, without guns, started a fist fight. I mean, it could have always had some potential for that. And we've not really seen that. So people could have been upset with each other and haven't displayed any deadly consequences. I'm hoping that that's going to continue to be the same thing. People may get angry, people may disagree, and at a college university, we expect that. We expect people to have differing opinions. We expect them to disagree and learn from each other. I don't believe we should anticipate a huge change in atmosphere, mostly because with their concealed handguns, we won't know they're there. We shouldn't anticipate a higher probability of violence because we won't know that they're there.
And you mentioned the committees and the decisions, you know, where to or not to include this provision. Is that an ongoing conversation? Do you see that being able to change, or are those implementations concrete for now?
Well, the rule is in place for this academic year. Inside the rule, if you have a chance to look at our rule, it gives a provision for an annual review to look at those locations to say, are they still appropriate? Do we need more restrictions, less restrictions? And so we built in a process for an annual review to consider all of those factors. If there's an event that we weren't anticipating that warrants a restriction, it can be on a temporary basis, and that's built into our process as well.